Greetings, saints. Many blessings to you. Thank you for joining us today for the Unleavened Bread Bible Study. And Father, we thank you for being with us today to give us discernment, wisdom, and to take our place in this world that you've given us to exercise our authority over the forces of darkness. Thank you, Father, that it's a victory that's already been won. We're merely your vocal piece to bring it to pass. And we thank you so much for speaking through us today, praying through us today, doing warfare through us today. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Okay. This is going to be a strange one. We're going to talk about things to pray and to do warfare over. And normally, a lot of this stuff we do in our personal prayer meetings, you know, do spiritual warfare and tear down the forces of darkness and so on and so forth. But I felt to include you on this one. You know, Jesus said, "Whatsoever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. And I give you authority over all the power of the enemy." And so I would say, folks, it's us, it's our job to tear down the works of darkness, to be a light in this world, to be a candle, not under a bushel, etc., etc. So, I'm going to start with Vanessa Weeks' revelation here. It's about Babylon attack and the grid going down. Okay. She said, in an intense dream, Barry and I were in a public place. I think it was a store. Everyone was extremely afraid and panicky. It was much worse than the fear of people because of COVID-19. People were at their wits' end, and I noticed that they were buying out candles. Then we saw a man that was at peace and seemed normal. We asked him why everyone was acting this way, and he said, because they watched the news. I said, we don't watch the news, so what do you mean? He said, the power grid was going to go down. And as you know, this would kill multitudes of people who depend on electricity, not necessarily rightly so, but depend on electricity for their lives. The factious deep state tried to destroy the grid in a large area once before, 2 or 3 years ago, as I read about the whole story at that time. And it was stopped by the administration, who knew of their scheme. And also the Chinese allied with the deep state have infiltrated the grid with their own equipment so they can take it down. And Trump has just done an executive order to get their equipment out of the grid, which is a major undertaking. Because of this, he had already done an executive order to remove the 5G equipment. That is Chinese 5G equipment. And I asked the Lord if we should pray against this grid failure locally, and I got two heads for yes. And then I asked for the larger U.S., and I got two heads for yes. So, the Lord wants us to pray against this. And then I saw a map of the United States, she said, and saw like hubs of major cities where this would happen. It seems this had something to do with Planet X going around the Earth. Well, this could be caused by the alignment of Planet X as it comes around the sun. Or it could be an attack by the deep state and blamed on Planet X even before the flyby. I would say hubs of major cities, quote unquote, appears to indicate a planned attack. Researchers working with Terrell Croft believe that there would be a near-side alignment quakes from Planet X around 5, 17, and 20, which of course is past, but this could be the grid failure that we avoided through our local faith and spiritual warfare before that day came. And these researchers believe that the, I just say could, I'm not saying is, but it could have been that. And these researchers believe the flyby is around a year later, 5/20/21. Others believe it may be earlier, around Passover in the spring of 2021. But they all seem to be now in the general area, you know. I don't believe we'll avoid a grid failure at the flyby in 2021. However, the effects of Planet X approaching that time are being felt now. So I'll share more with you about that in a moment. She went on to say there were big thugs that people feared the most. And I throw out names like Antifa and Radical Islam that I think that this represents. They're, you know, backed into a corner. That is the deep state. And I suppose that in a time of problems, they are going to do this. They're going to send out their troops. And she went on to say it was as if they were let loose. From people like Soros and the deep state. And would be after everyone. I saw these thugs as overweight, bald men. Well, this probably symbolizes these radical groups with overgrown flesh working for the communist left and have no hair, which according to 1 Corinthians 11 represents submission to God in this case, or the laws of the land. There's no submission. The communists have no submission to the laws of the land. They're a lawless people. They don't believe in democracy, etc. The demons in them want to impose their will on you. They don't care what you want. And she went on to say the wealthy people hired bodyguards because of this, but everyone else was afraid and felt like their lives were over. And she said, I asked the Father for a word by faith at random. And I believe that God wanted to first show that the Babylon deep state would conquer Egypt and the apostates who trusted in her power to save them. And here's the text that she got, Jeremiah 46, 2-6. 46:6 is where she put her finger. And of Egypt, concerning the army of Pharaoh Necho, king of Egypt, which was by the river Euphrates and Carchemish, which Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, which we know as the deep state faction, smote in the fourth year of Jehoiakim, son of Josiah, king of Judah. So Babylon fought the Egyptian army at Carchemish and destroyed it. And then Babylon went to Egypt and conquered it. And that's in verses 13 through 26, where Babylon also conquered the apostate people of God who went there to escape. And that's in chapter 44, 11 through 14, even clearer. And those apostates who trusted in the arm of the flesh, representing the old man, fled to Egypt to save themselves in rebellion to God, who commanded them not to go to Egypt, that he would give them favor with the Babylonians. But they rebelled and went, and they were destroyed there by Babylon. So I believe this shows that the people of God who are not to take up arms against Babylonian deep state or get into the flesh in any way against the Babylonian deep state, but to trust in God. And again, this makes me think that they're probably going to try to give the blame for all this on Planet X, but this is man's doing here. Continuing with our text, verse 3, prepare ye the buckler and shield and draw near to battle. Harness the horses and get up, ye horsemen, and stand forth with your helmets. Furbish the spears, put on the coats of mail. Wherefore have I seen it? They are dismayed and are turned backward, and their mighty ones are beaten down and are fled apace. And look not back, terror is on every side, says the Lord. Let not the swift flee away, nor the mighty man escape. Well, the mighty man is Egypt, according to verse 12 of this text, who did not escape Babylon's attack on them at Carchemish. Okay, so does that mean it's all over and we're going in the opposite direction? No, just bear with me here. And it went on to say that this is in the north by the river Euphrates. Have they stumbled and fallen? Yes, the people, the apostate people of God who have trusted in the arm of the flesh, have seen that Egypt is failing under the judgment of Babylon. Can you see it? Can you look out there and see it? And Barry, Vanessa's husband, said, though the mighty man, naturally speaking, may not escape coming judgments, those mighty in the spirit and the word can. Well, amen. This is true. So then, Vanessa said, I asked the Lord for another word about the peaceful man and why he was not afraid and received by faith at random, John 8, 1 and 2. But Jesus went to the Mount of Olives early in the morning. He came again into the temple, and all the people were coming to him, and he sat down and began to teach them. And so Barry's note here was this man that was at peace was apparently safe because he was abiding in Jesus in the shadow of the Almighty. Yeah, I do agree with that 100%. And, you know, Jesus going over the Mount of Olives to enter the temple, the Mount of Olives was called the Mount of Corruption. And it was that called that because of all the apostate false gods and religious symbols that were placed on top of that mountain. Much of it by Solomon when he married all his foreign wives and wanted to please them and fell away. So it is considered a symbol of apostate Christianity, the mount itself. Then I asked the Lord for a word about the thugs that were around everyone and received by faith at random, 2 Samuel 13 and 21. In context, 20 through 22. Then Absalom, her brother, said to her, has Amnon, your brother, been with you? But now, keep silent, my sister. He is your brother. Do not take this matter to heart. So Tamar remained and was desolate in her brother Absalom's house. Now, when King David heard of all these matters, he was very angry. But Absalom did not speak to Amnon, either good or bad, for Absalom hated Amnon because he had violated his sister Tamar. Okay, where is all this leading? Well, of course, this was a falling away of God's people here. They were following a man called Absalom. Because of this situation, Absalom, who was born of David, he was a son of David, very similar to the Absaloms of our day, then factioned against David and molested his concubines, representing those who had received the seed of David, right? Those people who had received the seed of David. This Judas, Absalom, sought to destroy David to take the kingdom for himself. Of course, he died like Judas, hung by his own hand. And the factious leaders have done just this. And some will die because of their own works, as our dreams have shown. Now we have seen in this dream and verses given by the Lord that the faction in both state and church will molest the people of God. And of course, their Babylonish kingdom then dies at the hands of Cyrus Trump, as we know. So God still has a work to do through Babylon deep state in bringing down the apostate church, the factions, as we can see here. And but that Cyrus Trump is going to continue to conquer them at their own Red Sea. Okay? Now, if you think that Nibiru is not even a problem or not a factor, listen to this. Planet X Nibiru is being seen and photographed now. It's coming around the sun, still at a great distance, but and it is the greatest natural threat to planet Earth in almost four millennia. And Don Laughlin sent this to me. Dr. Sam, who has studied thoroughly Planet X or Nibiru, wrote, "Urgent. Planet Nibiru, very brilliant in the morning run of May the 13th, 2020. And photos were taken. And Dr. Sam on Planet X, Nibiru, on 5/14, a few days ago, said this, "Good morning, in the name of God, the most gracious, the most merciful. With the help of God, I got to observe the planet comet." That's what he calls it, a planet comet, because it's a planet, but it acts like a comet, right? "At the 3 o'clock of the morning of 5/13/2020, and taking two photos of it through two different ocular lenses, enlarged the miniature, and with appropriate infrared, it was clear in the two photos, the shape of the red cloud and its tapered form, and with magnification, the central body, surrounded by a thick covering of dust, appears. The two photos were taken via screen capture, where the central body appears in white due to the thermal gradient between the charged layer and the illuminated surface." And this is about the photos that were taken from Syria by Dr. Sam. "Knowing that this object is of a weak red color with a slight appearance to orange, there are few changes compared to my notes observed in the month past. Now it is in a state practically stopped, or apparently stopped, right, due to the orbital position between the angle of incidence and the angle of the arc of the Earth around the Sun. The esteemed engineer, Muhammad Atiya Al Omar, from south of Riyadh, Saudi Arabia, who participated with me in the telescopic monitoring without infrared, but with a relatively good caliber of 20 centimeters and with an eyepiece of 6 to 10 millimeters and with several photos taken by him, I thank him for his efforts and the efforts of other observers around the world who send me their photos, but without the necessary information for the documentation, unfortunately, they cannot be published. I've read quite a bit of Dr. Sam's writings about this and his warnings about this and so on and so forth. He seems to be a very moral person. This is about photos without infrared taken from Saudi Arabia by the engineer himself. Gentlemen, the problem now is not to take photos, but with systematic blocking of datas of measurement of field and general datas of disturbance, Schumann resonance, in parentheses. Now we have a single alternative link, and these data showed to us a state of collapse of the field a few days ago with a case of deformation of the field of the Earth on the previous night. And, of course, there's no secret, you know, that when it comes out from behind the sun, it's not being blocked by the sun anymore. It has a bit greater effect upon the planet Earth because of its alignment. And he says, unfortunately, we are not able to see it through the maps of field. There is a blocking of earthquakes and manipulation of their power and amplitude. The biggest blockage is the biological war, which drowns the world, which reaps thousands every day and spreads like wildfire. He's talking about the coronavirus. And became the principal preoccupation of all the people. In other words, nobody's looking. They're only worried about the coronavirus, right? To end, I repeat with caution on suspicious pages and channels of YouTube, which falsify facts and distort scientific information to deceive and to hide the facts. Well, that's common. It's been that way for many, many years. They wanted to hide this thing. The owners of these channels are lying and cursing, railing, because in truth they are men without character. And it is not necessary to respond to them, because they do not have any value. And if they were men of character, they would confront me with knowledge and not with the weapon of the weak. I think he's talking about just cursing, railing, you know, so on and so forth. That's when people really don't have any proof, you know. God is around them. He is the guardian and the protector. And the peace and the mercy and the blessings of God be with you. And then I'll leave this link here, which is... He has a note, urgent, planet Nibiru, May the 13th, very brilliant in the morning run. Yes, very, very interesting. Very interesting. Okay, this is another dream. Let's pray about this one here first. Lord, we see that there may be two effects Or maybe, like I said, they're just going to blame it on the planet X. But the two effects are cooperating to bring about, or attempt to bring about, this bringing down of the grid and so on. So, Father, you've given us word here that, yes, we should pray against this. We should cast this down. So, Father, we do. We take the authority that you've given us to cast down this grid destruction. We know they've tried it before. We know who did it before. We know it was the deep state at that time. And we thank you, Father, that this ain't going to happen. We send forth the warring angels to resist any attempts to do this with the grid. And, Father, I don't know if this includes Planet X, but I suspect not, that when Planet X flies by, it will bring tremendous earthquakes and cracking up of the earth, and I see it very likely to bring down the grid at that time. But Lord, I believe other people, because they're backed into a corner here and being caught, being prosecuted, being collected, want to bring about some confusion here and stop this move of Trump and allies to bring them down. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you that that purpose will be fulfilled in its time. It will be completed in its time. But first, you have shown us you have a purpose for the Babylonians, the deep state, to bring judgment to the apostate church and the faction. We have seen it here today. And so, Lord, we thank you that you're going to accomplish your work through them. And but, Lord, we bind and we refuse and we cast down their efforts to destroy the grid in major hub cities. We cast it down in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for saving the people. Lord, we know a revival is coming. We certainly want to see multitudes come into the kingdom, and you can't do that if you're dead before you get saved. So thank you, Father, for your work there in Jesus' name. Thank you for your mercy, and we send forth the warring angels which you assigned to us to stop this and to bring it down, bring their efforts down in every way. In the name of Jesus, thank you so much, Father. Thank you. So, that's one thing we wanted to pray about. Let's look at something else here. This is about destroying our farms. And Andrew Galinas received this dream on 4/18/20. He said, I was standing near what looked like a railroad yard with several rows of tracks. I made the comment, it's strange that we haven't been hearing any train horns lately. Well, you know, I'm not too far from a train ourselves. We can hear it across the valley over there, but it hasn't been running. Yeah. And it's usually loaded down with anyway, then I noticed a brown UPS truck driving at top speed directly on the tracks. That would be pretty bumpy in the natural. It didn't appear to slow as it flew past me at the bend of the tracks. And that's when a white shipping truck driving alongside the UPS truck appeared on a parallel track. It seemed like they were both trying to arrive at their respective destinations before the other. Well, will shipping trucks replace trains? This kind of, to me, represents a lot of a loss of cargo that's moving to the store shelves and other things, and doesn't speak good of the economy, at least in the short run. This is beginning to happen now. So, you know, this is just saying that there's a lot less cargo moving, right? Well, we can see that. Okay, he had this on 4:18, but we can see that this is true. And then he says, next I was in some sort of shed or small barn. And I believe this represents farms, downsized farms, with a potting soil-like floor. In other words, that which is necessary for produce, a very important thing. I began to rake or shovel the soil, and that caused a hand-sized scorpion to be uncovered. I simply stomped on it to kill it. Next, I uncovered a cat-sized scorpion. The thought went through my mind that, generally speaking, the larger the scorpion, the less lethal they are, and I was holding some sort of two-pronged poker or fork, probably a pitchfork. So I used it to stab it, killing it fairly easy. And I do believe that the small barn represents the downsized farms. Jesus likened scorpions to demons. And the increase in size that's needed to be killed represents an increase in demonic activity against our farm production that we must war against. And since it's killed very easily, I would say simple prayers will work. Okay. So let's pray. Well, Father, in the name of Jesus, we as your people exercise our authority once again over the principalities and powers and rulers of this darkness, against our farm increase, produce increase. Father, we pray that you will bring this back at your time, and we cast down all the efforts of the demonic activity against this to be null and void. We cast it down. We thank you for victory over this, Lord. We thank you for turning this around, bringing the economy back, which I really believe will start probably in the fourth quarter of this year. And that will be because of an infusion of much funds, I believe, probably in or before the third quarter. Either way, Lord, we come against this demonic activity to destroy the produce, the farm production. And we cast it down in the name of Jesus. We send forth the mighty angels to be with the farmers to give them wisdom and to preserve them through this dry time in order that they will be in business when things turn around. Thank you for doing this, Father. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for the victory. There, I know that the enemy is making war against our farms with weather warfare and other means, spraying stuff on the crops, etc. So, Andrew went on to say, finally, a swarm of black, which I believe represents darkness, and yellow, which I believe represents danger. Striped yellow jackets were upset from their hive in the soil. Upset because he killed the first two, right? this demonic activity from the factious deep state against our produce has been happening, weather warfare against the farmers. It's either too wet to get into the fields or too dry to expect a crop. And they're chemtrailing their poison on the crops too. And he went on to say, they came at me, and one after another, they managed to land their excruciatingly painful stings, mostly on the middle of my back, where I couldn't swat them away. Well, they are many, and they have hit the farmers many times, and they want to drive the farmers out of business. These are madmen. They think that only by anarchy can they take control. They don't believe they can do it at the ballot box because the people are against it, but they don't care what the people do or want. They only care what they want. That's what demons do in people. As I was being stung, someone nearby informed me that I needed to use pen ink to repel them. Well, that could be what we're doing right here, you know, letting people know they need to do warfare against this enemy. You know, Babylon made war against the people of God by sword, famine, pestilence, and fire. Now, we've talked about at least three of these, the first three, here already this morning. So, okay, now here's another one I want to share with you, a revelation. This is about President Trump and vaccines. And this is President at Real Donald Trump has launched Operation Warp Speed, an historic push to bring coronavirus vaccines, therapeutics, and diagnostics to the American people in record time. You say, that don't sound good. No, it don't. And a lot of people are making a lot of it, you know, if it was in fact going to happen. I do not think this is going to be the problem it appears to be. It is not according to President Trump's nature or history with vaccines, especially concerning his son. He's pretty much against vaccines. He's seen the destruction that they do. I'll put a link here to a person that is, you know, pointing this out. Although I believe in God's vaccine, you know, our new book, it's on our site. I'll put a link to it here. Mankind does not. They don't believe in God's vaccine. And we want to see revival among them rather than death by vaccine. Just to give a little leeway to President, I say all vaccines are not designed by men for the purpose to kill and to maim. They're not God's method, but not all of them are dangerous or deadly. So I don't know if that has any, you know, meaning in this or not. I don't trust any of them because I don't know which ones are, which ones aren't. But President Trump just said 2 days ago that there will be no mandatory vaccines. That's why I think this is not going to be the problem people think it is. I suspect something. I have seen how the president reveals to the world using the national media to trick people into saying and doing and acting in ways that prove, since he doesn't have the favor of the media, he's deceiving them. I mean, he parades around these CDC people like they're experts, and then they show themselves for what they really believe and do. And everybody out there does research on these people until they find out what they do, and then it's all over the internet. I just say President Trump just played this very perfectly, you know. And I think that this is the same thing. So after reading some articles on this, I emailed President Trump on May the 13th of this year, 2020. I said, President Trump, I thought you knew about vaccines and their murderous history. Is this a trick to trap the deep state big pharma and their CDC? Maybe to get them to spend a lot of money before you pull the plug out, the rug out from under them. I hope so, because you are going to lose a lot of support otherwise. Praying for you, David. Well, you might think, well, that'll never make it to him, but I have reason to believe some of the things that I've sent him did make it to him. They did, by the way, conquer Area 51, the underground city there, a huge underground city there, from where the chemtrails were being ordered. And they discovered that COVID-19 was in the chemtrail fluid. The same thing I told President Trump about 2¾ years ago, that they were going to spray it from above by the chemtrails. And now it's come about that, yes, that's exactly what they are doing, and that's what they've been doing. So they conquered it. They haven't made a big thing over it because they want to follow all trails back to the beginning to find out who done it and so on. So they don't need a lot of stuff on the, all over the internet about it. They're playing it down right now, but I can tell you they're going to come forward with this. So after I sent this to President Trump, I had this dream that night. I saw that a door was open just a crack, and I forced my way through it to the head of the line. It was a shortcut leading to President Trump, whom I found myself speaking to. Okay, so maybe this does get to him, you know. I asked about the vaccines that he appeared to be pushing. I prayed over him for wisdom, and he replied, "It's not on their board," quote unquote. He said, "It's not on their board," talking about, I believe, the deep state. In the dream, I felt that he was explaining his actions. And after I woke, I thought this might have meant they are clueless, just like the CDC people he prayed it around, how he was using them, outsmarting them, getting the news media to cover them, and now everything is being revealed all across the internet because people have done research on this, and it's everywhere. You know, he said, we have to listen to our experts. And he put it all on their lap. He put it all the blame on them, you know, for the things that were done wrongly. Now, it's been proven. Anyway, I thought that might have meant that they're clueless, possibly meaning this is another of his traps to reveal vaccine depopulation, of which they are ignorant of. I'm talking about his trap. They're ignorant of his trap. So let's pray against this. All right. Well, Father, in the name of Jesus, we do thank you for the victory over this. In Jesus' name, we cast down these vaccines that they're putting forth to poison the people. We cast them down in the name of Jesus. We send forth the warring angels to bring this all to naught and that it all be revealed, all out in the open, everything. And I just received this dream, which I'm going to share with you. We called it the Harlot Church of Pharmakia. Andrew Galinas on 4/23 received this. In a dream, my brother Ian and I were in what looked like a concrete bunker that was being used for storage. We were there to remove dozens of shabby-looking filing boxes containing family belongings. Filing boxes? Yeah. I believe this is representing separating or sanctifying from the history of the old life, which God does. We never completed our goal of removing the boxes because I received a phone call from my wife. I believe Andrew here represents the Lord, who is working to sanctify us from our old life, but that the process has been interrupted by the actions of his wife representing the apostate church. Okay. She was very upset and informed me that she'd just been arrested. And I asked, "Why were you arrested?" And he answered, Seroquel sex. And the last thing I couldn't quite make out, I think this is meaning the Lord's wife will receive into her body pharmakia, translated witchcraft in the New Testament. In other words, turning to drugs instead of God's healing that Jesus paid for. Yes, so we need to pray against that. You know, that God's people get their eyes open, find out that Jesus already healed them at the cross, and all they got to do is fight the good fight of faith and believe it and stand on it. And Father, we ask that in the name of Jesus, that you bring this revelation alive to your church in Jesus' name. So what is Seroquel? He didn't quite spell it correctly. When I looked it up, I found that out. This is an article here. It says Seroquel, or quetiapine, is a antipsychotic medicine. It works by changing the actions of chemicals in the brain. Oh, my goodness. Seroquel is used to treat schizophrenia in adults and children who are at least 13 years old. And my thought was, the double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. But God's got a way of dealing with that. He doesn't need drugs. All they do is, you know, break the person so that they can't be used by the demons. But God wants to do better than that. He wants to heal and deliver, right? Seroquel is used to treat bipolar disorder. Here's another one. Manic depression in adults and children who are at least 10 years old. Again, the double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. And he asked his wife again. He said, "Did you just say sex?" I had to ask because of how quickly she tried to skip over it. With much shame in her voice, she confirmed, "Yes." And I asked again, "Prostitution?" And she gave no answer. So this is a spiritual meaning here. The harlot church is prostituting themselves to witchcraft, translated from the original Greek pharmakia, or healing through drugs. I immediately felt overwhelmed with the deepest despair and anguish, which caused me to awake. Well, I believe this is a symbol of what the Lord feels, that his wife is unfaithful to his word and has no faith except in man. Later, when I opened my Bible to continue from where I'd left off the day before, I was to start the 7th chapter of Proverbs titled, "The Wiles of the Harlot." Interesting. Okay. And yes, that chapter is pretty interesting. Behold, there met him a woman with the attire of a harlot and wily of heart. She is clamorous and willful. Her feet abide not in her house. Yes. And a little further down, she hath cast down many wounded. Yes, and they have too. 450,000 lives are lost a year to iatropic or doctor and medicine related causes. That's what the American Medical Association said. All her slain are a mighty host. Yes. Okay, so I want to jump down to this. First of all, we pray, Lord, that you open your people's eyes to know what you have done for them, that the healing power of Jesus is still with us today, and many don't lean upon the drugs. They lean upon the Lord and receive their healing. We ask it in Jesus' name, Father. Okay, this is genetically engineered virus to destroy religious fervor. Ha ha. Deb Horton sent this quote to me from a What Does It Mean article. And it says, as to why Russia met the coronavirus with measures to make even stricter its measures against genetically engineered foods, this report explains in one of its most highly classified sections, not permitted to be fully exposed, but whose open appendix for this section references hundreds of scientific research papers and articles having such titles as Landmark Study Shows Brain Cells Revamp Their DNA. That's their manipulation by changing DNA, and especially by foods. An ancient virus, here's another title. An ancient virus may be responsible for human consciousness. So they're talking about doing this by viruses. And science is just one gene away from defeating religion. All of which comport with Russia's long-held belief that socialist, Western, and communist Chinese scientists are trying to find a way to create viruses to genetically modify the DNA in human brains as means to destroy all belief in religion. A religion-destroying virus that can be spread around the world like the coronavirus can be injected into humans using the guise it's a vaccine and can even be deployed into food, and fully explains why the Pentagon has now banned coronavirus survivors from joining U.S. military forces. As at this present time, no one really knows how and or if the DNA of their brains have been altered. Well, we pray. We thank you, Father, that this will have no effect upon your people, nor the people that you have chosen to be your people in the future. We come against it in the name of Jesus. We cast it down. We pray, Lord, that this is revealed to all what's going on here, and that other people too will rise up and pray and cast this down in the name of Jesus Christ. We forbid it in the name of Jesus. We thank you for the victory that we have in Jesus Christ, and that we have authority over this thing and all of their attempts to destroy at least the elect of God will fail in the name of Jesus. And I ask you to continue to pray for these things and do warfare for them. And also you can see the government under the last administration designed FunVax. Some of y'all probably remember when I reported on that years ago. It's a vaccine to be spread by chemtrails to vaccinate brains against fundamentalism. Now, I know that's got a bad meaning, but there is a true fundamentalism, a fervency for God that they want to destroy by vaccine. And they had already done this and completed this years ago. We have an article here. I'll leave the link here. We called it Immunized from Christianity. So there's something else you can pray against. You see they're working very hard, you know, to turn away people from religion. And some they might. Some who are not chosen, they might turn away from the truth. Of course, they have put it out there that this is to stop radical Islam, but that's a bunch of lies. They are allies of radical Islam. These communists in this country have got a lot of... they've used radical Islam, as a matter of fact, to march through the Middle East to destroy Christians, for goodness sake. They're not trying to destroy radical Islam. They infused them into this country to destroy Christianity. Yeah, that's nuts. They're lying. So we come against it in the name of Jesus, and we forbid it. We bind it. So that it's bound in heaven. We bind it because it is bound in heaven. We forbid it in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, that your protection is over your people. and that you will heal their brains of any damage that is done, and your angels will be with them to protect them from any future damage. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Father, for doing this. I also pray that everyone out there will, you know, go through this again and exercise spiritual warfare and faith to cast these things down. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Well, thank you for joining us today for this unusual program. And God bless you and keep you. And Father, we just ask that you bless the brethren with Michael Hare today, that they are anointed and excited by the word and strengthened to walk in your will. And we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.